Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hey guys, how are you? Happy Sunday. I'm coming to you a couple days late with this episode, and there are so many reasons why. And I just invite you to go visit the newsletter that I just posted on my social media. You can read it on my LinkedIn and on my Facebook at The Happy Workaholic. Those emails usually go out every Wednesday to my VIP email list. So if you care to sign up, you can do so on thehappyworkaholic.com. But it's just been a crazy month, to be honest with you. And I've been thinking a lot about the next chapter of my life, the next 6 months of this year. You know, just so much has happened in everybody's life over the last couple of months. And, you know, I set really high goals for myself. And, you know, the pandemic happened and I got so much accomplished, which I've done a couple episodes on throughout the pandemic that I didn't even realize I was doing, which I'm so proud of myself. But sometimes you just get on a path where you're like, go, 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 and you need a break. And so that's what I need. So right now I can tell you that I have episodes recorded all the way up until September with guests. Do I plan on coming on every Friday to continuously do my solo shows? I can tell you that I'm going to try my best. And maybe let's say like bi-weekly, I'm not sure. So I'll always post up-to-date information over on my Instagram. So if we're not connected, you can find me at The Happy Workaholic. And it's really exhausting to be talking and interviewing nonstop. I mean, last week it was 12 or 14 hours, I don't even remember, of interviews. And that's a lot. That doesn't even include listening to them back twice to produce and write the show notes. So there's just a lot that goes into podcasting that a lot of people don't realize. It's literally a full-time job just running your own show. And I've come to a point where, you know, I'm outsourcing a lot of things, but not my own show because this is like my baby. And I've been podcasting for 3 years straight. I've taken a couple breaks. I say a couple because I honestly think only two that I can think of right now. And I don't want to take a break. I just need to kind of slow down and spend more time doing other things that I need personally. So if you're interested in learning all about that, I wrote a really long email today about what's going on in my personal life and just how I'm feeling and what to expect and what's to come. Like, really exciting stuff. And you know, I've spent so much time like doing the self-care, doing the bubble baths, doing the meditation, and sometimes that's just not enough. So I've made a decision to stop doing a couple things. So again, I invite you to go read that really long newsletter. It'll get you all caught up. But speaking of podcasting, today's episode is specifically for On the House. And if you're not familiar with what that is, it's my free podcast school. The only thing I ask in return is for you to leave a review on this very podcast when you listen to this information. That's it. That's the only thing I ask for. Could I be making a profit from this? Yes, absolutely. Will I in the future? I don't know, maybe. But right now, I know that all of these people that want to start a podcast, maybe that's even you, so many people looking for information, it's not available in a quick, convenient way. And I know this because this is what, you know, I did 3 years ago when I started my podcasting journey, and now I have a full-blown production company because of it. So I just felt that it was needed, so I created it, and now it exists. And that's what I do with everything. So today's episode is basically going to be for the seasoned podcaster, somebody that has at least 6 months, a year, I mean, maybe even or like earlier than that, maybe even a couple months, just somebody that's already been podcasting. Let's say that. That's what I mean by seasoned. You know what you're doing and you want more. How do I get to the next level? Well, today I'm giving you everything that I have literally in front of me on my calendar, on my list, everything that I do, the steps to get you to the next level. So today I want to talk about podcast etiquette. I want to talk about the art of the follow-up, automation, pitching, marketing funnels, production organization, and really everything that's going to get you to that next level with your show. Everything I'm sharing with you, I do, and I've done in the past, and I'm doing in the future. These are things that work. These are things that have gotten me to where I am right now that I want to share with you. So if you don't have a notebook and pen, I highly suggest getting one and writing all of this down. And if you want, you can actually just type notes in your notes section on your phone. That is probably one of my favorite apps I use on the daily. So let's just dive in, you guys, because I have a long list right here. And I'm so excited to share this information with you because so many people ask me. So it's best for me to put it in an episode that I can then use for On the House, which is my free podcast school, right? So let's just start with being organized. That is my number one thing in life. I am organized in any which way, shape, or form. Is that the saying? I'm just organized everywhere. In my personal life, with my makeup, with my meal prepping, with my business, with my office, with my closet, like literally everything in my life is organized to a T. I've created certain systems that keep me in check. I have systems in place that do things for me. Speaking of like automation, things like that. So that is the first thing that you want to make sure that is in check. Your way of creating systems, your way of being organized. My way of being organized isn't going to work for you if you don't feel comfortable doing it that way. You have to feel comfortable. So find a way where you feel good that you can create systems, whether it's for your personal life or professional life. But today we're talking about specifically for your podcast. How are you recording? Do you have a schedule? Are you doing solo shows? Do you have guests? Do you have templates set in place? We're getting into all of that right now. So first of all, your media kit. What is a media kit? A media kit is a one-page document or more. Usually it's a one sheet that says who you are, what you do, your stats, your social media, where to find you, all the good stuff, right? So when it comes to a media kit for your podcast, oh, I thought I was just going to hiccup. Did you hear that? That's so crazy. So I had multiple media kits for a while. I had one where I was pitching myself to shows, and then I have one for guests that I'm pitching, and then I have one to bring on brands for sponsorship for the show. Well, over the pandemic, what I did was I morphed them into one media kit because I may be pitching a brand, but in reality, their owner of the brand wants to come on as a guest, and now they see the information and vice versa. It just makes sense because I have a whole lot of content out there, and it just makes the most sense for me to put it in one PDF, make it beautiful, send that media kit out. Have it stored on your iPhone in either a flagged email or in your Books app. That's where I store all my PDFs so that you can run your business on the go. You can run your podcast on the go. These are all of my tips and tricks I'm sharing with you guys that have gotten me to a successful place with the show and in life, just normal everyday life, running my business and certain things I have on my phone. I was just on somebody else's podcast and were asking me my top three apps on my phone. And I said notes, voice memos, and what was the last one? I forget. Oh, sign now. So you can, sign things on the go with your PDF and also the Books app, because I have all my PDFs stored there. Again, it comes down to how you prefer being organized. And I just like things like in their little pockets, their little folders, so I can refer back and because I'll remember that they're there. So media kit, you need one done. You need all of your information there. If you want something to refer to, just go to thehappyworkaholic.com and then you'll see resources and you can look at my own media kit and just mimic it. Make it your own. Create something from what you're doing with the world and with your show and use mine as a template. Feel free. It's right there. That's why it's there. It's under the resources tab. Something else that you want to always be doing is consistently be driving traffic to your site. So if you follow me online, I always say whenever I have a episode that I'm posting on my social, I say, for you know, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, I'm saying to listen to the full episode on your favorite app, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I say that because I want traffic consistently going to my website. This is what you want. Whether it is, you know, you're selling a product or service or it's just for your show, you have affiliates. This is how you're constantly making money from your podcast. Consistently driving traffic to your website. How can you listen on your favorite app on my website? My widgets that are installed. You click the link, it opens up on your phone in your favorite app. Everything is there. So all these things are set up ahead of time, whether you're listening on radio.com, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn. Wherever it is, you can access that from my site. But the reason why I'm driving people to my site is because I want them to see the products and services. But also the show notes live there as well. And the way that I had set the show notes up, they're visible and clickable in all the podcast apps worldwide. I mean, honestly, everywhere, because they're pulling from the RSS feed from your show. So you want to make sure that everything is clickable links. And the way that I do that, I just embed everything in the links. So when it comes time to pitching, I get asked this question a lot. And honestly, I am the queen bee of researching. And if you haven't figured that out yet or heard any of my episodes, today is your first day. Well, my friend, you need to research anything and everything that you want out of life, because in the long run, it just helps you. Helps you with money, helps you with your career, helps you with your life, with your health, like any possible way. Anything that you're doing, you need to do your research. So that comes, it's the same thing when it comes to your guest. I don't know why these words aren't coming out of my mouth today. So when it comes time to researching guests, making your wish list, who you want to have on the series. So I have 3 lists of guests for my series right now. And then I have a list for fall to the end of the year for the guests that I'll be pitching. And I have a whole tracking system. And if you listen to one of my last shows, I said I was going to do a Facebook Live because it was hard to talk about, but I am able to talk about the system that you'll understand rather than show you, because I have a list of guests I don't want you guys to see yet because they're a surprise. So the video aspect would make it a little bit more difficult. And speaking of video, I have a brand new LinkedIn video series coming out tomorrow, the 29th, throughout the entire month of July, which I'm so excited about. So in my newsletter, I'm sharing more on that. So make sure you check that out later on after this episode. Like I said, it's on my social. So when it comes time to pitching your guest, doing your research and having something prepared in the notes section in your phone. So you copy and paste it. My way of pitching is either LinkedIn or Instagram. And my note is very short and sweet, but I do add their name because I'm saving myself time, money, and energy by having things organized and prepared. However, I'm not going to spam 25 people on Instagram. I'm very specific on who I bring on the show for a reason, because I think that their stories will impact and help you in your life, whether it's personally or professionally, right? So I address them. I copy and paste my note. And the same thing with brands, whether it's a brand or a guest, I have the same method. I have a short and sweet little note. I would love to have you on my show, XYZ, all the info. Then I'm asking for their email so I can send them my media kit. You want everybody in your inbox. You want to have a more personal connection with that person. It's very strange, the internet. And when, you know, you're online, sometimes it's hard to judge like a real and a fake person. You know, how many times have you thought somebody was away in your mind? A certain person, a certain way of thinking and how they live their life, and then you meet them in real life and it's just not the same. So this is, again, why you want to do your research. Like, really look into the type of guests that you're having on your show. Maybe you've recorded a couple shows and you're like, I just don't think that's right. I don't think I want to air that show. It just doesn't even sound good. Or you don't get on the phone with your guest ahead of time and hear their voice, and it's just a conversation that nobody else is ever going to want to hear. That's okay. I have not aired certain episodes with guests. I have clients that are hesitant and ask me all the time, like, do you think I should really air this? And I'm completely honest with them. Yes, it's fine. Let's, you know, produce a whole nother part out of it, or let's just not air it, period. It's your podcast. It's up to you, and it's your rules, but nobody else's. So if an episode just doesn't work out and you don't want to air it and you feel bad, it's okay to feel bad, but it's time to move on, because your podcast is your business and you have it for a reason. It's to share your story and at the end of the day, make money if that's what you want. If not, if it's just to get your message heard, that's not a message that you want heard. That's okay, because this is your show. This is your podcast. And the way that I say it, because I'm sure now you're thinking, like, this person's following up with me. Like, how do I tell them? You're just batch recording and you'll let them know when the show airs and it just hasn't aired yet. I mean, you're not lying. You're just stating facts. Like, maybe we'll air it down the road. So in order to get around the facts, but, you know, you don't want to, like, hurt somebody's feelings, but you're also running a business. You're running a show. So at the end of the day, it's up to you. So when you're pitching guests, when you're pitching brands, immediately have your media kit ready. This is why it's great to have on your phone. Get them in your inbox, create a personal relationship, get on the phone with them, hear their voice, hear their story, then record, and you're good to go. Now, when it comes time to sharing the episode that you choose to go live, this is the process that I prefer. I send an email thanking my guests. Thank you so much for being on the Happy Workaholic podcast. Here is the link to the show that you can share, the link to the episode from my website, because it has all the show notes and you always want to drive traffic to your site. And that's where everything else that I own lives. So it just makes the most sense. That is also where their photo and all their notes are too, because every episode has all of their information and their photo specifically for marketing. I thank them for being on the show. I share the episode link with them. I share the link for them to leave a review for me on Apple Podcasts. And then I send them the information. If they're interested, they can join my affiliate network or sign up for my email list, which is the newsletter I was just talking about. And that wraps everything up in one and the last email. And that's something that I would really like to say is, like, really smart in doing so. You always want to thank people for their time, and people really appreciate that. It's, you know, a crazy world that we're living in these days. And when you take the time to do, like, extra little steps and extra little thank yous, it does a lot for somebody's day, especially when they're having a really shitty day. It's just somebody goes above and beyond. You know, I'm staring at a stack of thank you cards. I always have them with me. And I just think it's something really important, especially now. So that's how I wrap up with my guests. I send them the email, have links to everything, to review, to market. And then when it comes to the marketing, I use all different apps to, again, save me time, money, and energy. I like Headliner for the audio aspect. And then I use a couple different ones for the marketing, and that's specifically for Instagram and my stories. So it really depends on where you are and where you're pushing out the content. I use Audio Burst to repurpose snippets, larger snippets under 10 minutes for IGTV and Facebook and LinkedIn. I am using a new one starting this week, which I'll keep you guys posted. I don't really like to talk about it until I've used it for, like, a solid month, so I know if it's a good product and service. So, because I'm doing a lot more video things coming soon, so I will need this specific service in order to do that. So let me test it out for a little bit and I will let you know what that one is. But moving forward into, you know, making your life easy and scheduling your guests, you need to have a system in place, like I mentioned earlier. So for me, I have a sheet of paper and I list 1 through 20 of guests that I want on for each series. When it comes time to pitching, like I said, you want to have something in your notes, you copy and paste, you address them. This can work on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you're finding them. Send them your media kit because they're providing their email to you. Send them your media kit and then get the conversation going and schedule them. I use Calendly for my scheduling and it makes my life simple. I can pay for it and add the Zoom links and different note aspects. I can have multiple schedulings. I chose the free option because I like to keep a conversation going. And by the time I have somebody on my show, we're either texting or on the phone or whatever. So I just like to, you know, I'm having guests on my show for a reason. I really like what they're doing. And I know that their lives are going to help impact your lives. And that's the whole point of this podcast, right? So I like to keep things organized for every series. So that's how I do it. So I have them listed. Now I'm going to dive into how I keep everything organized when it comes to my guests. So I have them right now, 1 through 20, their names. After their name, this is what you guys are going to want to write down. And if you need a visual, send me a message over on Instagram at The Happy Workaholic, and I'll screenshot a picture of my little menu that I have. I'm staring right at it. But I'm going to share with you now how I do it. So 1 through 20, list your guests. After their last name, you're going to have an E-R. That's short for email and record. So once I contact them, I put a little bullet next to the number. That means I've direct messaged them. When I've emailed them my media kit, I circle the E. When they've come back and I have a template for pitching and following up and all of that, I have template emails for everything that I've personally created to make my life easy. And so I then, you know, I would have addressed them, sent them the template for coming onto the show, the link to schedule and all of that. Once they've scheduled, I then circle the R. So when I'm staring at my list right now and I see E and R, we just haven't recorded yet, but it's scheduled. I see the bullet. I've direct messaged them. The E and the R are circled. So I've emailed them my media kit and we've scheduled a recording. After that, I then highlight across yellow if we've recorded. When the show airs, it's pink. Now, a couple things in between, I do circling the numbers. This is why they need to be added 1 through 20. I hope this isn't too confusing for you guys, but if it is, seriously, just send me a message and I will send you the picture of how I do it because it's on a post-it. Because we all know how much I love post-its. So if I'm following up with a guest, and I have a whole routine for following up, which I'm going to get into next, I highlight their number blue. That means I've followed up. And then I do it black when I followed up after a month, and I follow up 3 times. And that just means they'll come to me if they're interested. You can only follow up so many times. Don't waste your time. If you really want somebody on your show, follow up 3 times. If they don't answer, they don't reply, it just wasn't meant to be. Move on. Or it'll happen later on. Move on. I do that in black. So basically it's X'd out. So after a month of 3 follow-ups, you can, you know, message me when you're ready because I have more stories I need to share. And that's my very specific system. When I have guests on the show, I also need to know whether or not they've sent me their notes, their bio, and their headshots for the marketing for each episode. So I highlight that as well around the number. So I'm circling the number. So again, if this is confusing for you guys, I literally can send you the screenshot of my post-it and you can like mimic exactly what I do or create your own version. However you associate colors and numbers and systems, like just create your own and make it happen. And that's it. So getting into, what was I going to share with you next? The follow-up. So I follow up 3 days and then a week and then 2 weeks. That's it. And I usually have them written down every day, like who I need to follow up with. And then at the end of the week, at the end of the month, the end of the year, like I can collect all my notes and wrap it up. So that's just my very specific system on how I follow up, how, you know, I'm creating this really professional etiquette and following up system. And, you know, there is an etiquette when it comes time to pitching. I've shared that with you. There's an etiquette when it comes time to following up and people not sharing as promised. That is something else I want to talk to you guys about. So sometimes you'll record with a guest and, you know, you're spending all this time, money, and energy on your show and your guest doesn't share. You've spent so much time creating amazing show notes and recording with them and pitching them and all of these things, right? And they never share your episode. So this is when you need to just say to yourself, it's time to move on. You can only ask somebody to share an episode once. Maybe it was a weird conversation. Maybe they felt like they don't really want to share it with their network. And that's okay. I've had that happen. And so has everybody else. And that's the whole part of podcasting and learning as you go along. You can drop thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on any kind of program, service that's going to teach you something. But at the end of the day, you need to find something that you're relatable to, that's relatable to you, and that you understand, and it really helps you to get to that next level that you deserve to be at, whether it's with your podcast, your business, your life. You can take away bits and pieces of certain things, but sometimes it's not all, you know, what you wanted. And that's okay, because guess what? That's called life. So honestly, it goes the same with your podcast. So let's see, I'm looking at my list for you guys. Okay, so speaking of organization, again, I actually plan out every week, every month, every day, and the whole year in advance. Do I get pissed off when things don't go my way? Yes. Did I just invest in some pencils? Yes, because I'm still sick of whiteout. But again, that's life. And the older me would have been so pissed off and annoyed. I mean, granted, sometimes still I'm like, why? Why has this happened? You know, like the pandemic. Prime example. I had all these things I was talking about at a friend's the other night planned out. You know, I was purchasing a home and getting my investment property for my Airbnb. My adoption would have gone through. A brand new car. All these things. Well, guess what? None of them worked out for me in the first 6 months of this year. So what did I do the other day? I redid my entire rest of the year. Goals, things I want to do, things I want to accomplish. You know, if you scroll back a couple episodes, I did a whole show on everything that I accomplished throughout the pandemic. And I'm proud of myself for that show. I'm proud of myself that everything I accomplished, I am officially debt free. I launched and recorded so many programs and services and episodes, and I was like nonstop. I, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, thought I was going to die if I even walked outside. And then at the end of it, I pushed out an incredible episode that shared everything that I accomplished so that you guys know that you can do the same exact thing. And I just didn't want to look back and wish I had done something. So I was just gung-ho throughout the whole pandemic. And now, you know, the spike of the viruses, the numbers are going up, and who knows if we're on lockdown again. But now I'm prepared. Now I'm like, okay, I've already gone through one pandemic. Let's like figure it out and do this again. I don't want to look back and regret not doing things when I had the time. I made the time. If you don't have the time, you wake up earlier, period. That's it. I don't understand how people complain. I have no time. I wake up earlier. I now have the time. I'm eliminating things out of my life that suck up my time. For example, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, all these things. I just canceled all of them. This second half of my year is going to be nuts. And I say that in a good way because I've lined up certain projects, one a month, that I'm going to do. And all of these are surrounding the fact that I'm investing my time, money, and energy into things that I'm personally creating to help other people, whether it's in their personal or professional life. That's what I enjoy doing. So if you enjoy doing something, then you create the time. If the time doesn't exist, just like programs, services don't exist, You create them. That's why I launch these things. That's why people launch podcasts. It doesn't exist. They want their own, so they launch them. And that's probably why you did yours. If you have a show and you're still here listening, thank you. I'm almost done rambling. But there's just so much time. Like, there's 24 hours in a day. And if you break it down, there's so many more things you could be doing other than certain things that suck up your time. So just figure it out, make a list, and make it happen, period. End of rant. Now, moving on to, oh, I thought my mic turned off. Oh my God. Moving on to some new marketing tactics I'm going to share with you that I'm using. Three. One is IMDb Pro, one is Reddit, and one is podcastguest.com. Research them, let me know what you think about them, and I'll do another episode going into them more. But that is another part of my marketing funnel. And if you're not familiar with my funnel, this is another reason why you need to strategize and be organized, because every day of the week, I have some kind of content that's getting repurposed on a specific social media channel. For example, on Mondays, I have a brand new IGTV that goes out, as well as Fridays. Those episodes are getting repurposed from the week or two prior. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I have a LinkedIn blog that goes out, and that is, again, repurposed episodes from the week or two prior. I also have graphics that go out on Wednesdays for new shows, and Saturday and Sunday, I repurpose them all. So I'm pulling the content from either a Medium blog or from an audio burst or an headliner audio snippet or my show notes from my website. Consistently at the end of the day, like I've been saying, driving traffic to my website. The link is always there. I always say it in my episodes. I always have it on my social media posts. That is my marketing funnel. At the end of the day, the traffic goes to my site. People are researching. I see it in the numbers. I've created this funnel for myself. I've been doing it for, oh my God, I don't even know. I say at least a year and a half, but I think we're kind of pushing towards 2 years. Where, I mean, sometimes I do LinkedIn posts every single day, not posts, blogs, published posts. I do a blog post every day of the week. I think I did that 2 weeks ago, Monday through Friday, because I wanted to catch up on repurposing. Again, why you need to be scheduled and organized. Things may fall through the cracks. You have a crazy, insane week. Make up your work the next week. Today's Sunday. I'm banging out a ton of work because I have things to do for my clients. I have things to do for myself. I have things to prepare for that you're going to be hearing and seeing very soon. And I love working on Sundays because I feel like I'm a day ahead of the world, to be honest with you. And some of my clients work on Sunday too, but it's not all the time. Last Sunday, yeah, I did work last Sunday, but it could just be for a couple hours. It can be for 12 hours, but I feel really good about that. And sometimes Mondays are my day off. I give myself half a day. I give myself the whole day. Usually that's my really heavy production day, Monday and Tuesday. But again, if I do some of my work on Sundays, then I get to have a half a day off on Monday. So that's the joy of having a podcast. It's a joy of, you know, having your own business is you get to create things. But the reason why I'm sharing my marketing funnel with you is specifically because people will notice what you're posting. They're going to expect certain days what you're sharing. So they're wanting it. They're waiting for it. They're, you know, you're on their radar. That's what you want. So that's why I've created that, another reason. And what else do I want to share with you guys? Again, if you have any questions about how I run my production aspect with guests and my solo shows, just send me a DM over on Instagram and I will literally send you a picture, because it's probably a lot easier for you to like physically see what I just explained on that aspect. And I just want you guys to know that, you know, it's trial and error with a lot of these things. There's nothing set in stone. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you have to do it my way, because guess what? You might hate writing stuff down. I love it. That is not your cup of tea. You put it in a Word doc. You have it in Excel spreadsheet, which is something I do. I do Excel for my end of month stats. I track my downloads. I track my social stats. That's actually a free resource I have on my website. If you guys want it, you can even use it for your bills, you know, just cross everything out. So you can grab that, under the resources. And when you sign up for my email list, you actually get that automatically sent to you. Again, making my life easy, setting up automated funnels through MailChimp. It's done for you. You do the work once, it's done for you. These are things that you need to do, and why I keep preaching, you know, have a strategy, be organized, have a system, automate every single thing that you can possibly do. Create a marketing funnel that's automated. Create these systems that are, at the end of the day, going to make your life so much easier and give you more time, money, and energy that you're going to need for the next thing, whether it's a friend, a family, happy hour, a nice dinner out, like whatever it is, you need to create more time, money, and energy. I keep saying this over and over again because this is what I preach to myself. Like, if you do this, you're going to have more time, money, and energy. So this is why I'm sharing all these things with you today. If you are new to the podcasting world, come visit this episode in a little bit when you get your feet wet, because this is kind of like an advanced course. But if you're organized like me, you know, and you're taking notes, hold those notes and know that you can always come back to this episode. You know, I get asked so many questions when it comes to podcasting, and all these answers are already available in the On the House free podcast school. So that's why I wanted to record this episode today, to add to that and also kind of share with you like where I'm at and why I was late with the show and how that actually like drives me nuts. My solo shows, I don't know. I'm going to try really hard for every Friday, but I can't promise you that. But what I can promise you is an episode every Wednesday with my guests. Sometimes you just need to pull back and save your energy for something else. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm also a guest on almost 20 other podcasts that are coming out throughout the summer. That's a lot of talking, you guys. There's so much energy that you need when you are interviewing and then on the flip side, getting interviewed. I have notes and bullet points and things that I want to hit and discuss and ask about and highlight on all of these episodes, whether it's mine or somebody else's show. So that's just a lot of work and a lot of energy that goes into this. And you're exhausted, and you can tell by my voice if you listen all the time. Like, you know when I'm tired, because like I can't fake it. You know, you can't fake it till you make it with audio. It just, unless you want to produce your sound into something completely different. And I don't do that. But I mean, that's all I can really say on that. But yeah, so I really think that the best bet for you is to, for me to share more with you guys, is to just go listen. I mean, go listen, go read, because I never write such a long newsletter. On my social media, the newsletter that I posted today, Sunday, and you'll see like what's been going on in my life. And then as far as this show, I'm going to try so hard. I'm not kidding, so hard to continue to release solo episodes every Friday. Let's just say like 2 a month is my goal. But if I do all 4 Fridays, like I'm psyched, and I hope you are too. But you can absolutely expect shows every Wednesday where I bring on incredible guests. And if you want to be a guest on my show, if you have an incredible story to share, whether it comes to business, LinkedIn, medical malpractice, holistic healing, entrepreneurship, I mean, I could go on and on, but not really, because, you know, I'm very specific. So I still love you. I really want you to, again, visit my website and send me your info. That's it. Let's like make this conversation short and sweet. I want to get to know you. I want you to share your story on my show if it makes sense. And that's it. So I hope that you guys got a lot out of this episode. I know it was a lot of information, but again, I went over everything that's always being sent to me in my inbox from other podcasters. So whether it's from templates, your strategy, etiquette, marketing funnels, organization, how to, you know, advance yourself to the next level, this will help you do all of that. Your media kit, put one together now. Again, go check out the free resource tab on my site. You will see mine. I think that's it, you guys. This was jam-packed, full of an entire page of notes. We're almost at 40 minutes, so I'm going to wrap it up. And again, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. I say this all the time. You're going to hear it in a minute in the outro. And I do really appreciate you listening to the show. And if you have learned anything from this show, if you loved the guests on the show, if you're looking for more content for the show, please let me know over on Apple Podcasts. Leave me a review. I don't want you to just leave me 5 stars. I want you to physically write down a review because I read them and they're so personal to a podcaster and they make us feel good. They help bump up our show so that we can help other people, more people. That's the whole point of our shows, right? So I invite you to do the same. If you're interested in doing a podcast swap, let me know. But again, that's all I have for you. I have a couple more hours of work so that I can enjoy my Monday. And let me know if you guys really enjoyed this information. I'm adding it to On the House Podcast School, so it will be available there. And that's it. Enjoy your week. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.